You see, Dr. Minhas, I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name. Sheila Weedon Havens, CAELA WEEDEN HAVENS. Date of birth 12/03/1989, date of appointment 11/25/2025. Requesting physician Yehera Myers, YAHAIRAMYERSFNP. Dear Yehera Myers, I have the pleasure of seeing Sheila Weedon Havens today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 35-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who fainted two times this year. She was lightheaded before fainting. She developed numbness on the left side of the face. She went to the emergency room and admitted, where CT of the head and MRI of the brain done negative. She was seen by cardiologist, started on lisinopril due to the high blood pressure. She does not have any more lightheadedness. Her mom died of a stroke. She was confused at that time also. Usually she forgetful. Past medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, depression, anxiety, facial trauma, pitted keratolysis, past surgical history, ACL left knee repair, cholecystectomy, allergy, known drug allergy, medications, lisinopril, Vyvanse, Wegovy. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, drinks 2 beer per week. She is a maintenance worker in the New York State Canal System. She is married, live with a husband, have no children, family history, mother deceased with a stroke, heart disease, diabetes, father alive with diabetes. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she had confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 35-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, TIA. Number two, syncope. Number three, anxiety. Number four, depression. Number five, memory loss. Next paragraph. Her symptoms of confusion, facial numbness, and difficulty talking is indicative of TIA. The risk of TIA is hypertension and hyperlipidemia. She was seen by the cardiologist and started on lisinopril. Her blood pressure is now under control. I would like to start Lipitor 10 mg PO daily and aspirin 81 mg PO daily. Her MRI findings are non-specific, and we can see in patient with high blood pressure. If she will have any more episode, then we will repeat the MRI of the brain. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.